As Hashem is Baruch Hu begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos and the Laws of Blessings, in the Sefer Avodah, the Book of Love, which we continue regarding the brachos of Berachas Hamazon and regarding the bracha of Amaitzi, which is on the bread meal. Related to that, this parak discusses the halacha of the netilas yadayim, of the washing of the hands, which Rambam begins halacha of regarding the obligation of the washing and how to qualify this halacha. So kol oichel pas, whoever eats bread, shemavarchem of Amaitzi, and this is why we're bringing it here, it's in the bracha of Amaitzi, you make a bracha of Amaitzi, and then so tzorch netilas yadayim tchil b'sef, you have to wash your hands before the meal and at the end of the meal. And this is Vafpi Shepaschul, and even though it's unconsecrated bread, it's not truma, which hands, which are only a secondary tuma, would not invalidate chulin because there's a general rule that chulin cannot become a shlish or tuma. Even so, and Vafpi Shein Yodim Meluchloches, and even if its hands are not dirty, so you wouldn't have to wash it because of cleanliness, and any day lehem tuma, you don't know that the hands have any impurity on it. Lo yechel, one should not eat until he washes both hands. And the reason for this is because as a concern for truma, because generic hands would invalidate truma if you don't wash them, because generally hands are engaged and they're busy and they touch one's flesh, and it's also disgraceful truma if you touch it with filthy hands, which becomes disgusting with those who eat it. And so that people should be accustomed when you're eating truma to wash your hands. So they instituted the same thing would be for chulin, also for regular bread, for a regular person too. And mechin called dabashu tibul b'mashkin. Actually, anything also that is dipped into a beverage, into a liquid, tzarech netilas dam tchila, also one has to wash one's hands first. And the reason for that is because liquids that touch regular hands actually become a rishon l'tuma, which is something unique about the halachas of mashkin. That would contaminate even chulin, like a vegetable that you're dipping, which is what we do with the seder night. And therefore, one would have to wash one's hands then too. Halacha base called nekel yadav. Whoever washes his hands. Ben lachila, because whether he's coming to eat a bread meal, like we said, or ben lachrishma, whether when he's coming to say Shema, ben lachila, whether for Shema Nesu, for davening, when you're supposed to wash your hands before you have a tefila, any type of netila, siyadayim, mevarach, tefila, you first make a bracha, asher kedushanu, b'mitzvayis, b'tzavanu, that Hashem sanctified us in His commandments, and He commanded us al netila siyadayim, on the washing of one's hands. Because shazu mitzvah chacham, what do you mean Hashem commanded us? Yes, because it's a rabbinic mitzvah, but shenitz tavinim in the Torah, the shmei mehen, we were commanded from the Torah, from Hashem, to listen to them, and hence it's Hashem commanded us. Kishnem mitzvah zapas in devarim, al piat Torah, sheirucho, based on the Torah, that they instruct you, referring to the sages. And therefore, that's considered Hashem commanded us in this mitzvah. Now, however, the later waters after the meal, you don't make a blessing on that washing, because it's not a mitzvah per se, it's only because of danger. Therefore, one has to be very careful about them, because we know the rule that danger is more important than prohibition, but there's no bracha, because it was instituted only because of safety. Halacha gimel, netilas yadayim bin tafshal tafshal, washing one's hands between one dish and another dish, rishus is optional. Ratzon neitel, if he wants to wash, he could. Ratzon ein neitel, if he wants to, he doesn't have to wash his hands. Now, a perishal chulin, regarding unconsecrated fruits, in the tzichon netilas yadayim, one does not have to wash his hand, bin betchila, bin mesev, whether before he eats it, whether after he eats it. V'chala neitel yadav, a perish, whoever washes his hands when he's coming to eat fruits, v'ezim gasaruch, is considered arrogant, as if he's very meticulous in halacha, which is unnecessary. Now, kol pas, any bread, shamelech, by that you have salt with it, tzorchen netilas yadayim ma'achreinu. One would have to wash his hands after he finishes his meal, which is what we spoke about, the mayim ma'achreinu, because shemei yesh b'melech sedayim, it might have the salt from sedayim, oy melech, which is a certain place, oy melech shetibbe kemelech sedayim, or the salt, which its nature is like the nature of the stem salt, and v'yavah yodav al einav, and he might put his hands over his eyes, v'yisomei, and it might blind him. So, because of this, chayav netilas yadayim, b'sef kol suda, therefore that's why one has to wash his hands at the end of every meal, because of this concern, they melt because of that salt. Now, actually, b'machne, by a camp where they're going out to, they're fighting a war, p'tur minitlas dam b'tchila, they're exempt from washing their hands before the meal, and they're shem trut m'chom because they're very busy with the war, and we don't obligate them in this rabbinic mitzvah until they die. But v'chayav machreinim, they are obligated in the mayim machreinim, because it's a danger. So it doesn't make a difference if you're a war, definitely you have to be concerned for danger there too. Until where does one have to wash his hands? So out of perek up until the joint, which is the wrist that connects the hand and the arm. The kamish shir hamayim, how much is the measurement of how much water you have to have? So it's revius l'chosh teyadayim. It's a quarter of a leg of water for every pair of hands, for every two hands. And whatever is considered interposition, something that gets in the way when one is immersing in the mikvah, chaytzim b'tzvilah would also be considered as an interposition, as getting in the way of the washing of the hands, that it would be invalid. Now, v'chol oila l'midas mikvah, whatever is counted to supplement and to complete the measurements of the mikvah, for example, let's say snow or types of liquidy mud, oila shiravis would also go to supplement the measurement of the revius of the water from the netilas yadayim. Now, halacha regarding not netilas yadayim, but actually tevilas yadayim, immersing one's hand in the mikvah. Kalatochim tells them, whatever needs washing the hands, the hitbal yada b'me mikveh, and he dips his hands instead into the waters of a mikveh, gathered waters that has 40 saw, in the tzarech d'aracher, actually doesn't need anything else, meaning for the two zdam, as we'll see in halacha tezayin, you have to lift up your hands, and in halacha chafos, so you have to dry your hands. When you do tevila zdam, you don't require anything else. Now, the mitvilim b'mayim, but if you dip your hands into water, she'im b'm shir mikvah, that then I have the measurement of a mikvah. Or b'mayim shuvim b'karko, or just gathered waters in the ground, la'as ha'klom, you haven't done anything, she'im b'mayim shuvim, because you can't have drawn waters at a matar nesidayim to purify the hands. Il b'natila, you could use drawn waters if you're pouring it, but dipping would have to be into a valid mikvah waters. L'chav of, regarding the conditions of the waters that are being used for natila sidayim, kol ha'netil yadav, whoever's washing his hands, tzarech lizor ba'arba dvarim, has to be careful with the following four things. B'mayim atzman, regarding the water itself, shli yipsul in the tizim, that it should not be invalid for the washing of the hands. Uvashir, the measurement, shi ben revius l'chol shli yadam, that has to have a quarter of a leg for every two hands that it's washing. Uvakli, has to be a vessel, shi yamayim shnot l'mbekeli, that the water has to be taken through a vessel. And number four, v'naitel, in when you're taking the water, shi yamayim boim mekerech nesim, when you're washing them, it's being poured, has to be from the force of a giver. Halachazayin. About one place, masamayim. So regarding the first thing that you have to be careful for, regarding the water, there's four things that invalidate the water. Shein mara, change of color, v'kilu, being left uncovered, v'sis malacha ben, if work was done with it, and v'hefzit shemineas b'hem, malicious b'hem, anything that would detract, that would prevent an animal from drinking from it, that it's so ruined, are four invalidations. Kitzraso. So regarding the first thing that we mentioned. Maim shenishtanam adayin, regarding water that changed colors, b'im b'kelim, whether it's in vessels, b'im b'karkoz, whether it's in the ground, b'im machmas dabash and double techon, whether it changed color because something fell inside of it, b'im machmas b'kemim, whether because of its place that it's in, harei b'sun, either way, it would invalidate it. And v'chein this galu gilu, the other halacha, so if it was uncovered, ha'aisr ois mishti, which would prohibit it from drinking, because maybe a snake drank from it and put in its poison, which, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Ratzech Shmiras Nefesh, that one would be forbidden to drink it, nifsalim tzirzidam, that would also invalidate it from washing one's hands with it. Halacha ches, kamayim shenas ben malacha, the next item that we had would invalidate it. Any water that work was done with it, so nasu sheifchen, becomes like spilled out, meaning like sewage water, u'pasalim tzirzidam, it's invalid to use for washing the hands, ketzer haso. So mayim shu'uvim shedich ben kelim, if you have drawn waters which were used to wash out vessels, ishashan ben bito, or he soaked his bread inside of it, okay, it's something like that, it was used for some type of purpose, ben kelim, ben mikakos, whether it's in vessels or in ground, psulim tzizdam, that would invalidate it for the washing of the hands. However, hedich ben kelim medachim, if you washed out vessels, achadoshim, or new vessels, slip some, that wouldn't invalidate it, that wouldn't be considering it as wastewater. Mayim shanachta metabalbem es ha-ka'ochim, regarding water that the baker dips in the ka'ochim, which are these dry and round cakes, they're pretzels, psulim, that would invalidate the water. Now, but v'shuchayfim em b'shas lisha, if he takes a handful of this water when he's kneading the dough, meaning after he forms the bread, he smears on the surface some water, sometimes by dipping the bread in the water, sometimes taking his hands and taking out a handful of the water and smearing on the surface of the bread. So if he cupped out some of it when he's kneading, shame, it's going to be valid, because shamayim shabachafim, the water that were in his palms, him shenasa ben melacha, that's the water that you did melacha with it. That's on the bread. Avamayim shachavim mehem, but the water that he took a handful from them, harem bekashrusim, that retains its validity, because that he didn't do anything with it, that's still remaining, and therefore the water could be still used. Halacha tes. V'chomayim shenifsel mishtiyas kelev. And regarding the last thing that we mentioned of the four things of the water, any water that becomes invalid for a dog to drink from it. For example, shayimarim, they were bitter. I'm looking at salty, akurin, or murky, or richem ra, has a bad smell. Actually, ishtim em hakelim, until it's so bad that a dog wouldn't drink from it. So, bekelim, in vessels, p'tulim lantizidam, you can't use that cup, let's say, to pour for washing one's hands. But if it's in the ground, so k'shem lahat, well, that would be valid to dip one's hands into, because that those gezeiros only said regarding the washing that one should not become to the grave, but if it's in the ground, that they didn't decree. Now, Chami Tveria, the hot waters of the spring waters of Tveria, which are not fit for a dog to drink from because they're bitter, so bim kamin, but if they're in the original place, matbil mem zidam, you could dip your hands into it, like the halacha of water in the ground. I'm not a member kli, but if you took those waters with washing with a vessel, or you separated a stream to go to another distinct area, which are not connected anymore to the spring waters, In the then you cannot wash from them. Le Rishonim Le Achronim, not Mayim Rishonim, and not Mayim Achronim. Because beforehand we said it's not fit for a dog, and after the eating, because the water will not remove the filth because they're hot, and you cannot rub with them, as the Rambam is going to say in Halacha Tazayin. And the reason is, this is going back on the reason why you cannot use them before you eat, because it's only valid for when you're washing with a vessel, only fit for the drinking of the animal, and here an animal wouldn't drink these waters. Now, moving on to the next thing that you have to be careful for, which is the measurement of the waters. Yesh la noitel, that the one should have for when they're taking, litin al yod mat ma'at, he could to pour the water a little bit, achit and kashir, until he pours the whole measurement on his hand. Now, the nostan revi is kul b'shtiba achas, if he puts the whole quarter of a leg in one pour, kosher, that's also valid. Noitel marbo oi chamisha ze betzad ze, you could have four or five people washing their hands, one on the side of the other, meaning let's say one person is pouring on all their hands, oi yad ze al gabi ze, b'shtiva achas, or let's say even not on the side of each other, this is where he's pouring, he's going from one to the next, you could even have one on top of the other one's hands in one pour, so even though the upper waters became tummy from the upper hands, they will still purify the person's lower hands because they're all considered like one hand, which does not become impure from the other part of the hand. Now, but as long as their hands are loose, that the water could get between them to get the ones of the hands beneath the upper one's hands. Moreover, you have to have that one pour, is that you have a reviz of water for every single person's pair of hands. Halacha Yud Aleph, regarding the next item, regarding the vessel that's used for the washing of the hands. You cannot take the water to wash for the hands, not with the walls of a vessel, which mean they broke. But you could hold water in the wall, but since it does not hold it only if it's being supported, it's not considered as a vessel in halacha. And b'lo b'shul ha'machad, it's not with a large earthenware vessel, which it wasn't made to receive water, so you can't wash with it, which is the bottom of this samovar. B'lo b'charasim, not with earthenware shards, which again it could only hold it if it's supported. And b'lo b'maguf ha'zachavis, not with the cover of a barrel, which even though it has a receptacle, but it's pointy and also it cannot hold itself unless it's supported, so it's not considered a vessel. Now, v'mtikin ha'maguf ha'lentil, but if you fixed the cover that it should be for washing, meaning you widened the bottom and therefore now it could hold it even if it's not being supported, then you could take it for washing one's hands. So if you have a flask made out of leather that was prepared where you made a place where it could sit, then you could use it to wash one's hands. Of a sack, but regarding a sack or a basket that was prepared where to sit without being supported, and you also tarred it so that it could hold water, in the memory dam, you can't use it to wash one's hands because it's not made to receive water, it's only meant to hold dry things. Neither should he go and wash his friend's hands with his handful, because your hands are not a vessel. Now, a vessel that had a certain break, that would be a break big enough, as the Rambam explains elsewhere in the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, what would be considered as something that would purify a vessel, as in Rambam says, Hilchas Kelim Perek Yutes, as the burden of Mishnayis in Masechtas Kelim, that would break a vessel purified from its laws of Tumah. So, Einos Mimli Daim, so then you can't use those vessels either for washing one's hands. They shame Shibrikim, they're considered halacha as broken vessels. It's not considered as a complete vessel. And that's why it purifies it from the laws of Tumah. With all vessels one could use to wash one's hands, but even if it's vessels made out of dung weir, meaning from animal feces, or vessels made out of earth that wasn't heated up in the oven, so it's not considered cheres. But as long as Shishlim, as long as they're intact. Now, however, if you have a vessel that can't hold a revius, or doesn't actually have a revius, you can't use it to wash one's hands. It has to hold a revius and actually have a revius. Halachid Gimel, regarding it has to have the force of a giver. Hakol kshem litni yadayim. Everyone's valid to wash for the hands. Afil acherish, even if a deaf mute, shayt the mental range of a cotton and a minor. Now, im ein sham achar, let's say there is no one else, not even a child. So manicha kli ben brinko, what he does is he puts the vessel between his lap and his legs will assist in the pouring. And v'tzak al yodav, but that's how he'll pour it onto his hands together. Oyata chavis al yodav v'yitol. Or what he'll do is, is that he'll tilt the barrel onto his hands, and that's how he'll wash. So it's coming from a nisin because the water is pouring because he tilted it. Or what you do is you just don't do both hands at the same time. You take one hand, and then you pour from one hand on the other hand. Then you go and you pour from the first one onto the second one. And actually, even a monkey could wash for one's hands because you don't need the force of a person. You just need to have a nisin, and that could even be as a monkey. Now, regarding hashekis, regarding a trough, which is this vessel, that hollow stone that's by the edge of the spring or the well, and the shadoila of the miyod begalgal. So it depends. What happens is that the person draws out the water either with his hand or with a wheel. Now he puts it into the trough. And the water, it flows from it in the canal. And then through the trough, which you pour the water into, it goes out and waters the vegetables of the animal. So here, is this valid of netila, of koich ha-naisin? So it depends. If the person puts his hands into the trough, so then the water passes over because it's flowing out, and it washes over his hands. So in general, it's not going to be considered as a valid washing. There's no one putting the water onto his hands because the original force that he had done, the one who was drawing the water, already stopped. It's ceased. You don't see it anymore. And now it's the natural flow. So it's not coming from a koich ha-naisin. But if his hand was very close to the pouring of the bucket, like until it happens that the water that pours on his hands is really from the force of the person who placed it over there, then also the netila. Then the netila would work for that individual. You still see that force that was the original pouring on his hands that there in the trough. Now, halacha tesvav, regarding in general different doubts that come up in the halachas and the tilas yidayim, mayim shenistab begloim nasim emalacha. Let's say you have water that you're not sure if work was done with it, or leinas, or work was not done with it, which, as we mentioned, it's one of the invalidations. Or let's say you're not sure miyeshbem kashir. If it has the measurement, not you don't have an actual measuring cup on you, or it doesn't have the measurement, or imhem tayin my tameim, or was it pure or impure, which would invalidate it. Or suffik natal yadav, he's not sure, did he wash his hands? Suffik loin natal yadav, did he not wash his hands? He doesn't remember. So all these cases, sveik etar, the doubt's going to be pure, meaning we're going to consider his hands as pure, shekol suffik shebetaz yadayim tar, all doubts regarding the halacha of purification of the one's hands is going to be considered as pure. Halacha designed regarding how does one actually go ahead and wash his hands. So mayim rishayim, the first waters before the meal, sirk shegbi yadav l'malo. So after you wash your hands, when you're washing hands, you have to lift up your hands upwards. Actually, because we don't want that water should go out of beyond the wrist, meaning that was originally on the hand, and it goes out beyond the wrist, the yachzur, and then to come back. Meaning, because if you're going to put your hands down, so then it could go out and then back down from the wrist. It's going to contaminate the hands. Why? Because what happens is that, okay, they became tamei when they were on the hands itself, where it's getting rid of the tama. Now, even if generally what happens is you could pour second waters which purify the first waters, but the problem is in this case you wouldn't be able to because the secondary waters only purifies the waters while they're still within the hand. Once it pours out, so then it wasn't purified by the second waters, but now then the original waters come back, it's going to contaminate the hands. You have to make sure you lift up your hands and keep them up so that they drip down beyond that direction and not to come back down on the hands, recontaminating the hands. But to the contrary, the waters after the meal, the person actually has to keep them lower downwards because we want all the force of the salt that's there to come off his hands to go drip downwards and come out. It shouldn't be on his body. Now, the first waters could be washed, whether on a vessel, whether on the ground, doesn't make a difference. The later waters, could only be washed onto a vessel because there's an evil spirit resting on them. And therefore, you could do it on a vessel that will contain it, not on the ground where people are going to traverse. Also, another discrepancy is the first waters could be washed, or whether with water heated up on the fire, with the cold waters. The later waters in Talmacham cannot be taken if they're hot. Vahu, meaning as long as Shiyuchem Mishayat Selezvam, they're problematic if they're so hot that a hand would recoil from them. Because when they're very hot, they cannot remove the filth, which she'en yochel l'shafshbem, because you cannot rub with them, and the whole thing is you have to get rid of that, because inside there might be this sedimit salt, which would be dangerous. But if they were lukewarm, then you can even wash with them in the mayim achrin. Halachah zayin, regarding those that are exempt from the Tila Siyadayim, and regarding being careful regarding the Tila Siyadayim. So, Noitel Odom Yod B'Shachas, a person could technically wash his hands in the morning, and they could stipulate on them regarding the whole day. Now he's exempt, he doesn't have to wash his hands for every single time he sits down for an eating session. But as long as that he did not remove his consciousness from them. But if he removed his consciousness from them, then he has to go ahead and wash his hands every single time that he needs a netila when he's sitting down for an eating session, because, or anything that he needs a netila for. Tefillah, all the different things, because he was Masir Das, he removed his consciousness from that. Lot adam es yod b'mapa. A person can wrap his hands in a cloth, boichel ben pas, and they can eat bread with them. Or something that is dipped into liquid, which also requires netila. Even though he did not wash his hands, because he's not concerned that he's going to touch his hands, because it's wrapped in a cloth. So he's also exempt from netila zedam. Now, hamachal achem, someone's feeding others, also in the tzorchim zedam, does not have to wash their hands, because it was only instituted for the one who's eating themselves. But the one who's eating, tzorchim zedam, has to wash their hands, even though someone else is putting it into his mouth. It's not touching the food, it doesn't make a difference. So if someone's eating with a shovel, a fork, should tell them to them that you have to wash your hands, because that was the way Chazal instituted, you cannot eat these foods like bread without washing hands. It's forbidden to feed someone who didn't wash their hands, even if you're putting directly into his mouth. It's forbidden to degrade the halacha of washing one's hands. And there are many commands that the sages command to Vizir Ladaber, and they warned us regarding this thing. Even though he only has enough water for the amount of drinking, you have to wash your hands with some of them, then you could eat and drink the other remaining, but that's how important the washing of hands is. Even if you have enough just to drink, you have to use that for washing your hands. A person has to dry his hands, and only then eat. Whoever eats without first drying off his hands from the washing, it's like eating impure bread. Whoever washes his hands at the end of the meal, Menagib also has to dry, and then Malkim Baruch, and then he makes Berachas Hamazon. And moreover, the take of Lantil's dime immediately after washing the hands of Mayim Achrayinim, Berachas Hamazon should be the benching. Layasik Beneim Adav Achri should not interrupt between them with anything else. Even to drink some water after he washed his hands at the end of the meal, also is forbidden that Shevarach Berachas Hamazon until he first makes the Berachas Hamazon. It has to be immediate after Mayim Achrayinim is the benching.